Wow.
I'm sorry about
I love that song.
I took a wrong note in that chord, too.
I just went, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to read this comment from Christine on our YouTube stream here. This song makes me cry. I could never see myself in love songs. But once I found Indigo Girls in 1992, I could see myself in love songs. Your impact is immeasurable in my life and for so many others.
Wow, that's incredible. It's very amazing.
And I know that sentiment goes to so many people. The impact that you guys have had, as we were just talking, all the ways that you've gotten involved in so many different issues, but in the gay community particularly, to be able to have music and have songs that people could relate to and idols to look up to, you've addressed some of that on this record of particularly in that song of your own struggles and trying to find acceptance and learning to have that acceptance, and also now as parents, just being in a different role and having, feeling judgment around you. Can you guys just talk a little bit about the songwriting as it pertains to that on this album?
Well, I think, for me, like, the writing on this album is very, very, very honest and very, very autobiographical and very real. And for me, there were things that I wanted to write about that I wasn't able to write about earlier. There's a song on the album called Sorrow and Joy. It talks about some time I have with my little sister who later died. And country radio, just the vulnerability of feeling otherness. I think country radio, even for not only queer people, but anyone who has felt othered by society or by their church or their synagogue or their or people or bullies or whatever it is, I think just that that feeling of otherness is common, and if you've never felt it, then you're probably not in touch with what's gone on in your life, because human beings tend to other each other, unfortunately, a lot of times. So they're just songs that are pretty much open and real and honest and based on feelings that I've had. And I think with a lot of our listeners, it just turns out there's a lot of people out there who felt the same things that Amy and I have felt when we write about our own lives.
Absolutely.
That's my answer.
Well, this is so fun, guys. I'm so glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
So, one thing that we like to ask everybody that's on the show is, what is the piece of art that is, filling up your time, keeping you entertained and sane as we are, mostly trapped at home here? Is there a TV show? Is there a book? Is there an album? Is there something that you find yourself spending a lot of time with right now? I know you're both parents of young children, so there's not as much time as there might be, but in those rare moments, what are you going to?
Lego Masters. I mean, there's not just one thing. There's like a million books. I just finished Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead, and Ibram X. Kendi, The History of Racism. I can't remember what that book's called. But anyway, it's a big, thick book I've been reading. I reread it because I feel like I missed half of it when I read it the first time. I finished Louise Erdrich's new book recently. I'm reading Untamed by Glennon
Doyle.
And music-wise, I've got it. I've been listening to so much music because I have a turntable in my office finally. I have one upstairs, but I put one in my office too. I'm so happy. I've got so much vinyl. So I've just been like, Algiers has a new record out from Atlanta, and Bon Iver has been on my, Brent Cobb from Georgia has a couple great records out that sound really good on vinyl. And then I'm digging back. I'm trying to learn about is jazz. I don't know anything. So I bought like a Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and a Thelonious Monk record. And I'm just trying to listen, and hear jazz in a different way than I ever have.
it's cool. For me, like the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle, I look forward to it like with just such a relish, you know, a cup of coffee and starting that on Sunday morning. For the first time that I can remember in a long time, I know what it feels like to reach a weekend, because for Amy and me, when we tour, we're always playing shows on a weekend. And so if we have a day off, if it's a Monday kind of feels like a weekend. But for now, because Cleo's been in school, my wife works, then when the weekend comes, that's the family weekend time. And I have really appreciated that. And now I really know why people look forward to the weekends. Yeah.
That's a song.
That's
right,
a good
there.
Idea.
Write that song.
That would be a good
all
idea.
Right, all right.
And then doing as much reading as I can. And then to relax my mind, I've found this word. It's called Wordscapes. And you just try to find the words in the puzzle. And I've just really, really enjoyed that. So I do a little bit of that every night before I go to sleep.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've been addicted. There's an app for the New York Times crossword puzzle. So that's it like comes live 10 o'clock at night. So as soon as that thing comes live, I'm like, I could be watching TV and it's just the extra thing. So I get
yeah.
that, Emily.
I got that. That's
yeah,
a great app.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got one more song today. What are we going to close out here with?
We're going to do a song from the record. Yeah. It's called Shit Kicking. A lot of Georgia in this song.
All right.
About my time's going up to Lake Hartwell in Livonia, Georgia, and as a kid, and kind of the invasion of the lake culture invading the agricultural world up there, and you know, we didn't know, they didn't know, so it's like about all that stuff. Speaking of Georgia, can I just think one thing is that Emily and I are doing this, the Georgia Music Foundation is having a show online Tuesday the 26th with all these great writers from Georgia, and all the proceeds go to the Georgia Music Foundation. And
that's a great foundation.
Fund like music education and culture. You sustain the blues culture and different kind of cultural icons that we have. And Brent Cobb and I are hosting it, and Emily and I are in it, and Brandy Carlisle is going to be a Georgian for a night and do it. And
all right. Getting Brandy is an honorary Georgian is a fantastic thing. So
yeah,
well done.
She should have been from Georgia. And Katie Pruitt and John Tavius Willis. There's a million great people playing. So
yeah.
I hope people can tune into that. I just wanted to plug it. I promised Lisa Love I would. So.
Absolutely.
We'll do this.
I love Lisa Love. So I'm glad you did that.
All right, cool.